KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Airports Company South Africa says the four-hour fuel disruption at OR Tambo International this week affected more than 480 flights. There were 31 cancellations and close to 50,000 passengers were hit by flight delays. AXA CEO Mpumi Mpofu says all they know at this point is that there were issues with the drive shaft. She says jet fuel couldn't be pumped from storage tanks to the areas at the airport where planes are refueled. Mpofu's told Newsroom Africa that an emergency valve replacement is being organized.
We're conducting a thorough investigation as to what happened in this instance, and that already is on the back of an incident report that is about to be completed. We've subjected the drive shaft to a laboratory analysis, which basically will look at the actual reasons for it shearing or breaking apart into pieces, so that that detailed report will give us a very clear sense of what happened, what caused it.
ANC Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the party's leadership in KZN shouldn't be blamed for the organization's poor performance in the May elections. The ANC received less than 17% of the votes in the province. Mashatile says they don't want to blame KZN's leaders for the results. He believes the ANC is regaining lost ground. Mashatile was speaking yesterday during a door-to-door campaign in Maritzburg ahead of by-elections in the area next week.
We see this period as a time to recover lost ground rather than blaming one another. I know many people were saying we are calling this province because we want to dissolve the PECs. That's not the case. We're not dissolving anyone. We are engaging. We are coming with plans. We're going to give ourselves time to reflect on the reports we have received. And NWC will meet next year after January 8th to look at the reports.
And Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning to Syria's new leaders. The military says it's carried out hundreds of strikes in the country over the past 2 days. The targets included multiple sites, which it says were holding chemical weapons and long-range missiles. Rebel forces toppled the country's government, bringing an end to President Bashar al-Assad's 24-year regime. Netanyahu says they're keeping a close watch on developments there. He's been speaking through a translator.
We want relations with the new regime in Syria, but if this regime allows Iran to re-establish itself in Syria, or allows the transfer of Iranian weapons or any other weapons to Hezbollah, or attacks us, we will respond forcefully.
Geir Pedersen, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, has called on Israeli forces to stop.
A very troubling development. We are continuing to see Israeli movements and bombardments into Syrian territory. This needs to stop.
Meanwhile, Lebanon's Hezbollah says it hopes that Syria's new rulers take a firm stand against Israeli occupation while preventing foreign interference in its affairs. Back home, we've got a high of 28 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 35, Maritzburg 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.